Word is the Marlins are out of the running on Albert Pujols. That story will be talked about sometime today, I'm sure, here on The Ticket, but not next on The Ticket Ticker. This Ticket Ticker brought to you by Texans Can Academy and Man's Best Friend. Getting back to what we're doing here, I don't remember just a whole ton about the night that I saw Bruce Springsteen at Gertie's in 1972. I do remember counting people in the crowd, and there were 16, and that counts me, bartenders, and help. And that was it. Gertie's was a place over on Lemon Avenue. The building is still there today. It's Lemon and Oaklawn. It's on the west side. Look for the little gray kind of cinder block building that's kind of long away from the road. And it's got a real low ceiling and everything, and they use it for Halloween and Christmas and stuff like that these days. It used to be a Blockbuster. That's where Gertie's was. And he rolled through there for a couple nights. But I remember that it was this song that made me start taking him very seriously that night. It made me see that some of the things that I'd read about this East Coast phenomenon were indeed the case. As I watched him up there on the stage with his, I believe, six-piece band at the time, playing as though there were 16,000 in the crowd instead of 16, period. And this was the song. I don't remember where in the set this was played. I know it was, and I remember being just incredibly drawn in by this, which can be found off of his very first album, Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey. Of course, the great Spirit in the Night. This is Bruce Springsteen telling one of his teenager in New Jersey stories with his characters, his cars, going out to places where they would just go to hang out, doing the things they do, racing, making out with girls.
The stuff the situation does now.
Right, the stuff the situation does now. Except back then, it was all fun, and it was all kind of innocent. And it was all just a really, really good time. And he captures elements of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, soul, all the things he heard back in his youth, and threw them all into the kettle and stirred up this mighty toxic.
Genius.
Mighty tonic, the great Spirit in the Night. All right, well, let's bring the great Donovan into this.
Yeah.
What do we say?
You have a sign out on your ticker?
I should tell you that the next Ticket Ticker will be at 1:30. I'm Mike Reiner, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in. Turn it up. Keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I'm Mike Reiner. Is SMU head coach June Jones about to bail? We will tell you next on that Ticket Ticker. After a 7-5 season at SMU, it appears that head football coach June Jones is moving on to another job. This is brought to you by the Diamond Doctor and Guardian Exteriors Roofing. A report out that Arizona State is set to announce that June Jones will become their next head coach. Jones spent the last four seasons at SMU, leading them to three bowl games prior to that. He was the head coach at Hawaii for nine seasons. SMU will play Pittsburgh in the BBVA Compass Bowl on January 7th. Former Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky was arrested at his home today after new criminal charges were filed by the Attorney General's office. Sandusky was charged last month with 40 counts of various sexual crimes. He'd been free on bail. Two more men came forward with more allegations of sexual abuse. Keep it on the ticket for the latest. The next ticker at 1:50. I'm Mike Reiner, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in. Turn it up. Keep it on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I'm Mike Reiner. Two important sports stories that need to be read. Next.
Stan going to do it?
This ticker brought to you by Texas Land and Cattle and J.C. Penney. Former Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky was taken from his home today and arrested on additional sexual abuse charges. Two more victims testified to a grand jury that they were sexually assaulted by Sandusky. One victim, known as Victim 9, alleged that Sandusky was originally charged last month with 40 counts of sex crimes against children. No, wait a minute. One victim known as Victim 9 alleged that Sandusky was originally charged last month with 40 counts of sex crimes against children. It appears SMU head coach June Jones is headed west after a 7-5 season and leading the Ponies to their BBVA Compass Bowl game. Arizona State is preparing to announce that he is their new head coach. Former Oregon State head coach Dennis Erickson was dismissed, thankfully for all of us, from Arizona State last week after 5 seasons with the Sun Devils. The next ticker is at 2:10 with George Dunham. I'm Mike Reiner reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in. Turn it up. Keep it on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
SMU is heading east. June Jones going west. Next on The Ticket. SMU about to lose June Jones as their football coach. I'm Giorgio with the Ticket Ticker, brought to you by Advent Air and Uncle Julio's. SMU is headed to a bowl game for the third straight year, but it looks like June Jones is out. Headed to Arizona State to replace Dennis Erickson, and SMU set to announce that they're headed to the Big East Conference, but now they'll be headed there without June Jones as their head football coach. Also making news today, ex-Penn State coach Jerry Sandusky arrested and arraigned today on new sex abuse charges brought by two new accusers. The state attorney general's office has reported today. And from the world of the NBA, Tyson Chandler has met with the Golden State Warriors. They have made him their number one free agent target, making his return to Dallas doubtful. Same can be said apparently for Caron Butler, who has talked to the Clippers, and J.J. Barea, also hot and heavy on the free agent market, and says that his return to Dallas is doubtful. That is your Ticket Ticker. More with fake Avery Johnson coming up at 2:30. It's Giorgio reminding you to remember the time that you've spent listening to the White Elephant Christmas here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Who going to play for the Mavericks this year? That's next on Ticket. The Mavericks may have a new look this year. I'm Avery Johnson with a Ticket Ticker brought to you by Texas Can Academy and the Village Apartments Country Club. Let me get this straight. The Mavericks may lose Tyson Chandler, Caron Butler, and J.J. Barea. Earlier today, I had a chance to have an exclusive interview with Rick Carlisle. And I said, Rick, are the Mavericks going to be worse than the Nets?
No.
All right. I respect that opinion. But the Mavericks may lose a lot of guys, though. June Jones going to Arizona State. He's going to coach SMU next year. Says he want to get out of town and coach the Sun Devil. Speaking of devils, that Jerry Sandusky got arrested today. More charges up on him. C.J. Wilson says his meeting with the Rangers was great, and he was pleasantly surprised. We was unfortunately surprised by his pitching in the playoffs. That's your Ticket Ticker. I'm Avery Johnson. Y'all keep it cool at 250. That's when my brother Michael Irvin's going to step in here.
Cowboys better get together. Time for the Cowboys get together. Here's Michael Irvin with Ticket Ticker. Brought to you by Advent Air Conditioning, Carrier, Charter Office Furniture. Cowboys and the Giants on Sunday night football. All I know. It's back when I played, and we were going to play the Giants. We were going to get ready. Jim is going to get us ready. Deuce is going to get us ready. Troy Aikman is going to get us ready to play. And we'd be ready to play, because we'd be playing the Giants. Earlier today, I asked Cowboy coach Jason Garrett, are you ready to play the Giants?
I don't have a great answer for you on that.
No, that is not what you said. You're getting ready to play the Giants. That's a funny drop. It's speaking of drops, this is some of my favorite drops for you on White Elephant Day. It's so proud in the day.
Rosa Parks?
Exactly.
We do have to go out for drinks.
Zacharias Musalli.
Fernando!
Oh, Terry Schiavo, you're barely alive. Oh,
hey, that's cool. That's cool. Or some of my favorite drops. Michael over now. Next jug of 310. Or 318. Or something like that.
It's the tickets, White Elephant Christmas gift you can.